The good, the bad, and the ugly from Hollywood. Time for your Hot Takes with Allie on Hot 104.9.
Grimes has gone to court to force Elon Musk to let her see their son. The child in question is Tau Technomechanicus.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we all know him.
He was born last year. Just days before filing her papers, Grimes tweeted, "Tell Elon to let me see my son or please respond to my lawyer. I have never been allowed to see a photo of these children until this moment, despite this situation utterly ripping my family apart." Grimes and Elon have 3 kids together. And in addition to Tau, they have a 3-year-old son and a daughter will be 2 in December. So he is going to be thrown into a custody fight, it seems.
Goodness gracious. I think the real crime here is
their name. Michael Jordan has made bank over the years from the NBA, but after selling his stake in the Charlotte Hornets earlier this year, he bumped his fortune way up. He's now worth around $3 billion, and he's the first athlete to make the Forbes list of the 400 richest Americans. He comes in at number 379. Elon Musk tops the list again with a net worth of $251 billion. That's the same as he had last year. Notable names further down the list include Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Steven Spielberg, and WWE boss Vince McMahon. Man, if only one day I could get on that list, but that ain't gonna happen. Dancing with the Stars featured a shocking elimination last night. In just the second week of the ABC Celebrity Dance Competition, one of the show's biggest stars was sent home, Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh!
Yes, even the celebrity judges could not hide their shock at seeing Spears eliminated after her cha-cha with her pro dancer Allen, because it earned respectable judge scores. But when the viewer votes were tallied, she was in the bottom 2 and was... And at the end, sent home.
Maybe Britney ruined it with her knife juggling.
I think people just don't like her, I guess.
You know who did? I saw Kevin Federline was Britney's husband that she had the kids with, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said he's all in support of Jamie Lynn. I don't know what that's all about. But yeah, he said he was here for it.
Well, clearly he didn't cast enough votes on Dancing with the Stars. Bravo TV dropped the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 13 trailer yesterday and showed Kyle Richards sobbing over a separation from Mauricio Umansky after 27 years of marriage and seemingly accused him of infidelity. Kyle was reduced to tears during an emotional conversation, and it goes on and on. There's so much drama. But in the trailer, Mauricio says, "I'm just glad it's you out there having an affair." So supposedly she had an affair with some country singer girl named Morgan Wade. But Kyle fired back saying, "For once it's me," implying that Mauricio has had many affairs in the past.
Entertainment news every hour. Twiggins and Allie in the afternoon on Hot 104.9.